Now, your life is about to take on a new perspective in the spirit realm. You need some dullness about God taken out of your life. People are good on asking God to do something for them, but they're kind of dull. You know, I don't think they fully recognize how much he should be praised and worshiped. And so this morning, you're going to be introduced to a territory that can clean the atmosphere of God's presence in your life. It would be so vivid, it'd be like the person standing next to you right now. There's a place you can go, no matter how long you've been in church, but by apostolic revelation this morning, the choir sung about it, about worship, what part worship play in our lives. Worship clears the atmosphere up for prayer. Worship clears, praise and worship clears the atmosphere for reading the Bible. Let me see your Bible. You got a Bible? Because we're going to stop looking at TV. Old school, we had a Bible. That's all right, you got an iPad. Just throw the Bible in there. We're looking up on these screens like watching TV or football game, you know. But I want you to be able to look for the scripture. Old school. You had to find the scripture. The preacher had to wait on you. And this morning when I was praying, the Lord said, let's go to the Bible this morning. And so two of the most powerful scriptures you ever read together. These two scriptures are going to connect this morning. Going to be so powerful in your life. It's going to change so many things. We're going to deal with the power of wearing a praise and worship anointing. Power of wearing a praise. You may be seated right now. The power of wearing a praise and worship anointing. In other words, the Holy Spirit going to anoint you to praise. And he will anoint you to worship. And you will be in a different atmosphere in the spirit. In John Gospel chapter 4, John Gospel chapter 4, and you, if you want to look, the next place you want to look is 1 Chronicle 29. John chapter 4, 1 Chronicle 29, the power of wearing a praise, and worship anointing. In other words, we'll be praising in the spirit and worshiping in the spirit as the Lord impart this anointing to you this morning. In John's gospel, pay close attention, chapter 4, verse 19, there was a woman Jesus was talking to at the well. She had a lot of things going on, and he brought her to another atmosphere. That's what praise and worship will do. It bring you to another atmosphere. The verse 19 says, John 4, the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She's talking to Jesus. And then she go on to say in the 20th verse, our father worship, see the word worship, in this mountain. And you say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. I'm going to be a shift in here. I want you to watch it. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. He worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Now notice verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is. It's not just coming, it's now is. It's time to worship it. It's time to know how to praise by yourself. You don't have to be in no church. In the back bathroom. Just you and him. You understand? Lift your hand and give him glory. Once you learn how to do that, that anointing coming on you this morning. It's no such thing as you can't do it. So the Holy Spirit is going to help you. All right? Now watch what he said. In the 22nd verse, where I was, the 22nd verse? 23rd now. But the hour cometh, and now is. You understand that? The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper. So it must be got some false worshipers. When the true worshiper shall worship the Father, how? In spirit and in truth. For look at this, at the end of verse 23. Look at this. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. The Father looking for you. And verse 24 said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's a powerful lesson, isn't it? You want to be there? Without anybody twisting your arm? To know that he deserved to be worshipped. He deserved to be praised. And you cannot worship him in the flesh. The Holy Spirit has to help you to worship. Now go to First Chronicle. Here, go to First Chronicle. Second Chronicle, I told you, right? Just help me this morning. Because I got so much I got to say. Oh my goodness. First Chronicle chapter 29. Now here's a picture of why we should worship him. Why he deserves praise. He's the highest being that exists. Yes, let me say that again. Somebody never. Maybe you don't understand. He's the highest being that exists. He deserves our worship. Not only do he deserve it. Now watch this. He desire. He desire worship. Praise and worship make place for prayer. Prayer can't function right without praise and worship. And guess what? Your flesh resists praise and worship more than prayer. Because your flesh recognizes that you about to get in an atmosphere that the enemy can't go. Praise, and worship put you in an atmosphere that the enemy can't go. Let's shut him out right now. Let's shut him out. We shut him out right now. He cannot. Satan cannot stand praise and worship because Satan don't know what praise and worship is. So he don't, when you lifting your hand and dancing and jumping, he don't know what you're doing. It get him all upset. He never seen nobody like that. So praise and worship takes you out of the devil territory. Praise and worship shut the devil down in your house. He can't stay in your house. You dancing and press and jump all over the kitchen stove everywhere. He can't handle that because he don't know what you're doing. He don't know why you're doing it. He ain't got nothing to praise about. He ain't got nobody to worship. When you read this morning, the second text, and it reveals the environment of God, that praise and worship will bring you in. It bring you in an environment that is supernatural. First Chronicles, sit down. First Chronicles 29, verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Look at verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Underline greatness. You get in when you praise and worship. You're getting in great territory. And the power. Underline power. And the glory. Underline glory. And the victory. Underline victory. And what? Ooh. This will make you praise him. Watch. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, good God Almighty, thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. I don't care who they think they are. But verse 12, wait a minute, we ain't through. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. In thy hand it is to make great. Ooh. Huh? And to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and pray in thy glorious name. God of mine. But who am I? Verse 14. And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee and of thy hand on have we given thee. Start taking notes now. When you learn to worship properly, the atmosphere becomes filled with the presence of God. We didn't hear that much. Read it again. When you learn to worship properly, the atmosphere, no matter where you are, see, you and God creating that atmosphere. The atmosphere becomes filled with the presence of God at your house, in your car, or in your backyard. Glory and grace. Praise and worship attracts and draws glory and grace. Your prayer, listen, begin to flow in an anointing atmosphere where revelation begin to unfold freely. Praise and worship, you listening?
Yes.
Praise and worship unfolds God in your heart and in your mind and in the atmosphere where you are. In other words, whatever God needs to say, praise and worship, open the door that he can say it. I'll say it shortly. I'm hearing it this way. It welcomes the ideals of God for your situation. Wait a minute, let me say it again. It welcomes the ideals of God for your situation, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with at that time, as a praiser and a worshiper, God said, let me drop my idea in here. Do you think God has a good idea for any situation that you're dealing with? Do you think that God has a good idea? Who in here want God idea? Who in here want God, show me what you would do in this situation. How would you handle this situation? And I will say this quietly. And that's your privilege. Your privilege is to have the mind of God functioning in everything you do. So we're talking about understanding. We're talking about wisdom. We're talking about enlightenment. We're talking about divine discernment. Come on now. Divine, I mean, in your life, in your walk, stepped in life. I mean, even today, when you go home today, stuff you got to deal with. You can have divine enlightenment, divine insight, divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine power, divine glory, divine grace, divine faith. Come on, divine wisdom. Come on, you're not a regular person. You're a child of the living God. And you praising him and worshiping him. And he said, I want to come on the scene. You're not, he want me to tell you, you're not dealing with nothing that God can't handle. Matter of fact, you're not dealing with nobody that God can handle. I don't care how big they think they are. I don't care where they come from. God can handle the situation if you give him praise and give him worship and welcome him in. Come on in. Do you matter ko televiscona? Do you makatala mombate? How much light come in when God come in? Huh? How much wisdom come in when God come in? And you welcome me, come on in. Come on in. Come in my house. Come in my kitchen. Come in my bedroom. Come in my car. Come in my body. Come in my children. Come in my grandchildren. Come in my wife. Come in my husband. Come in my family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you tell somebody, I'm leaving here a different person. Tell them. I'm leaving here wearing a praise and worship anointing. Sit down. My goodness. Now when you understand praise and worship, here's what the Spirit of God told me. You begin to flow in an anointed atmosphere where revelation begin to unfold freely. Praise and worship puts you in an anointed atmosphere where the Holy Ghost has his arm wrapped around you, around your heart. Good God Almighty. Revelation begin to unfold freely. How many of y'all need some revelation? One of y'all who don't need no revelation, you're at the wrong church. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard the thing that God got prepared for them to love him. You need revelation. Huh? Yeah, I need the Holy Ghost opening things up for me so I can see better than the natural. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to walk by faith. Matter of fact, I want to walk in victory. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? You see what this praise and worship anointing. Now, if you face it, I had to face it. I faced it. I faced it last week before last. You're not praising and worshiping enough. And so for the last 2 weeks, I've been praising and worshiping more before I even pray, or before I read. And Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. The man came in the room. I'm telling you, praying was so easy. My prayer was easy. You know, you praying. The worship had just cleared the atmosphere. They must have got all the demons, everybody out. They had to leave. Because you see, they can't stay in praise and worship. That what is against you cannot stay in praise and worship. So what that mean? That mean this morning you out. It's already selling if it don't change. You didn't get that. It's already settled if it don't change on the outside. Once it changed on the inside, it got to change on the outside. Because the inside is greater than the outside. So whatever you may be dealing with this morning, it may not seem like it has changed, but it changed because the word of God has changed it in a few minutes. It don't take God long. That kidney has changed. That liver has changed. You cannot be in the presence of God and do not change. It might feel the same way. It doesn't matter. You got to know in your spirit, I've been in the presence of Almighty God, and a change has taken place in my life. In a situation like this, 20 years can be added to your life. I mean, ain't any good thing can happen in here this morning. I said any good thing can happen up in here this morning. Anybody believing for anything? Anybody got their faith out there for something? It can happen. I'm telling you, it can happen in here this morning. It can happen. I said it can happen. I said it's happening right now. I said it's happening right now. I say it's happening right now. I say it's happening right now. I say it's happening right now. It's happening right now. Hallelujah. Here's what the Lord wants me to tell you right now. Now, you know, this is something the Lord wants me to tell you. But he wants me to tell you this right now. You cannot be defeated. You can be challenged, but the power you pack in, there's nobody can whip it. Praise and worship going to bring the real you out. Sadness and sorrow can't stay in the atmosphere of praise and worship. In praise and worship, you can't stay broke. So I want to tell you right now, the broke stroke is gone. What did he say? Don't inherit your family brokenness. That's what Papa them had. What you gonna do? I don't know. I'm for somebody there. Sit down. The power, come on, say this with me. The power of wearing a praise and worship anointing. Y'all ever heard that before?
No, sir.
See, these are new apostolic trails that he's putting us on. Go ahead and say, I'm aware of this. In the name of Jesus. God sent this to me. I'm going to use it the rest of my life. Just slip off in the morning. Just slip off a little bit and get in the corner somewhere and say, Lord, I just praise you. Thank you for all you've done for me. Matter of fact, Lord, I worship you. You the most high God. There's no God like you. And I just want to say thank you this morning. You haven't prayed yet now. You glorifying him. You magnifying him. You getting ready to pray. The scriptures say he seek for such to worship him. We read it then, for God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then in Chronicle, all those things start coming out. Greatness in worship. You worship it, greatness start flowing in your room. Power starts flowing. Glory starts flowing. Look at it. Victory starts flowing. All you're doing is praying and worship, but you're going to start a flow, a supernatural flow of power, grace, glory. They start flowing in that room where you're at. It's flowing in you right now. I like y'all. Y'all respond. I don't be around no people. No people don't respond. Yes, sir. You give them a revelation, and they look at you like you're like. Y'all think this going on in all churches. I ought to take y'all. I wish I could, by the Spirit, take y'all and set y'all in some other churches. Y'all think this going on everywhere. I'll set you in one of the deadest churches. I'll just set you when just reading a poem to you, you know. I'll set you in there and let you suffocate for about 45 minutes. Then bring you back here. I want you to look at the person next to the person next to you and tell them, you're not the same. No, you got to say it with more vigor. Y'all ain't saying. Y'all know how to talk. You're not the same. Lord, let me. And you don't, and you. How I say it, Lord? I'm trying to use some English here. And you do not have to take that mess no longer. Stop now in the name that is above every name. Who feel like they want to dance now? Oh man. I mean, he can stop it. You know, he can stop it. There's nothing God can't stop. Sit down. Now, I want you to take good notes here now, because I'm about to say something the Spirit of God told me prophetically. I understand. Wait on, get it out. Wait, don't let it out. Wait, don't let it out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, sit down and write this down. This is so powerful. Now, when we talk about wearing a praise and worship anointing, listen to this. I don't want y'all to miss this. You begin to hear what God is hearing and see what God is showing. You heard that? You begin to hear what God is hearing and you begin to see what God is showing. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying to you, with this type of anointing on you, you're going to begin to hear what God is hearing. And you're going to begin to see what God is seeing. Now that's what you should right there. Get ready to function in the supernatural like never before in your life and ministry. Get ready to flow in the supernatural. That praise and worship anointing is going to cause you to flow in the spirit like never before. I'll tell you something shocking to you. It was shocking to me. praise and worship is higher than prayer. Oh, I see some of y'all shouting down. Praise and worship is higher than prayer. Higher than that praise and worship is higher than prayer. You ain't asking him for nothing. You're glorifying him. You're telling him how good he had been to you. See, you're acknowledging. You're not begging. You're not asking for nothing. I'm just here to adore you. I'm just here, God, to wrap my arm around you. Ooh, my. In praise and worship, you're wrapping your arms around God. And God is wrapping his arm around you. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. Now, my brothers and sisters, as I preach here today, you know how to get God to hug you. And you know how to hug God. Praise and worship is hugging God. Praise and worship is letting God. That's why Satan don't want to preach about praise and worship, because he knows when you start praising and worship, God's going to start putting his arm around you. And you're going to start putting your arm around God. You're walking around all day hugging God. God hugging you. So Satan said, I got to break that hug. I can't let them pray and worship. I can't let them know the importance of praise and worship. I got to break that hug so I get my hand on them. Praise and worship, he can't get his hand on you. It's only a temporary touch, because it's out, because you're so powerful. Are y'all still here with me?
Yes, sir.
We're still in John 4. Spirit and truth. We're still in Chronicle, where all those powers coming out because you praising him and worshiping him. In praise and worship, I'm just talking to you now. In praise and worship, you can't stay in sorrow. You can't be in a losing position in praise and worship. You can shut a 25-year-old problem down in praise and worship. It's so powerful. I can just say anything. It's so powerful because you're in the presence of Almighty God. Giving him the glory. If you give God the glory, you know what's going to happen to you. You giving him the glory. You tell him, you made me. You got me up. You the one who took care of me when I had problems. You the good God. You talking to God like that. God said, all right, I'm going to show her something now. I'm really going to take care of her. She come back and praise me and thank me, honor me and glorify me. I'm really going to show her something now. She haven't seen nothing yet. So I'm here on his behalf this morning to tell you, you haven't seen nothing yet. God has more in store for you. And as you learn to praise and worship God, great things going to happen in your life. Greater things going to happen in your life. You can't do nothing else. Shake your leg. Thank God I can shake my leg. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I'm so glad for God's people that they're coming out of these little holes, little religious holes. It's going, little hole, H-O-L-E. It's just going and don't have no power. They're just like everybody else living a natural life. No, you're supposed to live in power. You're supposed to have freedom. You're supposed to have joy. Peace. In the midst of the problem. There's somebody you never danced before God before. Where you at? You never danced before God. Before we leave this service, you're going to dance before God. if I got to come down there and dance with you, I want you to get, but that, oh my goodness. We've talked about all type of anointing. But understand that worship is the anointing dressing room. Sit down. Y'all better sit down right there. We talk about all kind of anointing. We've talked about all type of anointing, but understand that worship is the anointing dressing room. Tapping. You listening? That was three people. Are you listening? Come on, sir. Tapping into the revelation of worship fully will change everything in your life. Yes, sir. Receive your seed, sir. Receive your seed. It's a $100 check. You got that down? Listen to this. Get ready to live in divine dominion. I'll get to point one in a few minutes. Yeah, this is just an introduction, yeah. But go to number one after I say this. Being soaked in the supernatural daily on purpose with power. Praise and worship is soaking you in the supernatural. It's like a supernatural rain is falling, getting you wet. With power, wet with glory, wet with understanding, wet with wisdom. Are you seeing me? You seeing me? See, it's important. Just force your body. Your body's a liar. Force your hand to go up by yourself. You don't need nobody else to see you. And if you can't think of nothing else, say just thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. But just get in that atmosphere. At least 5 or 10 minutes. You need to go longer, but after you see what it's going to do for your life, you'll go longer. Now, I'll go to number one. All that was the introduction. But listen to what number one said. You don't have no space to pray without worship. Worship sets your space up to pray. First, go back to First Chronicle. Go back to First Chronicle 29. Boy, this is a spacious place here. Verse 10 says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, space. And the power, space. And the glory, space. And the victory, space. And the majesty, space. All those spaces you're going to be walking in. Don't sit there like I'm frying an egg. Anybody can fry an egg. I don't sit there. This is no egg frying. Read the scripture again. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. That ain't no egg and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Those four or five things, you're going to be walking in those things. All right, I'll give you another one. Turn to John 4. Again, we've been there. But there's something else I want to show you. Here's what I want you to know. Worship is not a place. Worship is a person. Worship is not a place. worship is a spirit. God is a spirit. John 4:24. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I don't care if you're on a back porch. Worship is not a place. Worship is a person. Get that down in your spirit. When you're worshiping a person. Worship infused the atmosphere with the present person and power of God. 3 P. Yet worship infused the atmosphere with the present person and power of God. I believe you can get out a few things with that. With the presence of God, the person of God, and the power of God. The presence of God, the purpose of God, and the power of God. I believe something can happen. How many Christians I got in here? I mean to tell you, if I can invoke the presence of God. Oh my goodness. The person of God and the power of God. I believe something can happen. Matter of fact, you can tell him, say, God, I'm about to worship you. I'm about to invoke your person. I'm about to invoke your presence. I'm about to invoke your power. You are the most powerful being on the face of the earth. You got to stop accepting what they say you are. You're a child of the living God. Computers cannot calculate you. You missed it. Computers cannot, AI, they cannot calculate you. You're a supernatural being. You got power this world never seen before. And Lord, you don't want me to mention the privileges you got. Take advantage of your privileges that God have given you. Don't get mad with me because I'm taking mine. When you worship, my brothers and sisters, all satanic forces are shut down. The present and the atmosphere turn into heaven on earth. Turn to Genesis 28. Genesis 28 a minute. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Release that worship anointing on you. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. Hallelujah. Praise and worship. Praise and worship. No, somebody, anybody here ever heard of praise and worship anointing? Huh? You heard it before? Praise and worship anointing? Huh? You sure you heard it? You got it? You hearing it now? All right, now. You cleared that up, girl. You smarter than me. I'm hearing it now. But I want you to know somewhat the Holy Ghost telling me, I want you to know here this morning, not because of me, because of the Holy Spirit, but you're in a virgin territory that is about to change many things in your life. Your health, your wealth, your well-being, your family relationship, some things that might have been holding you down some, you're going to praise and worship your way out of that. Now, I want to remind you, I told you, Satan cannot stay in praise and worship environment. That means he's going out of your house. You don't have to tell the rest what you're doing. Just get in the room by yourself. Just cut up a little bit. Then come out there and act natural, you know. Good morning, how y'all doing? Then one of your family members who live in the house says, something changing in you. Hallelujah. So praise and worship is something the satanic forces wanted to steal from the church. Praise and worship is not coming up your half naked, doing the bounce, Christian music sound like secular music. They're dressed like secular people. Preacher up there with a little t-shirt on and a pair of tennis. That ain't God. I don't care what they say. I don't care who don't like me because of it. You don't want me up here with no tennis shoes on, little band long shirt, little chain around my neck. I don't like no leader. You see people in the ballroom dressed better than that. What did I tell you, son? Genesis 28. I'm about to close. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Everything
gonna be
all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Everything all right. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If God is for you, who can be against you? He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Not my head, but all. Good God Almighty. What happened next? My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I give you power. Tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Nay, in all these things, you're more than a conqueror. You're not just a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror. Praise me in the morning, praise me in the evening, praise me at nighttime. Worship me in the morning. Worship me at noon. Worship me at nighttime. Because upon you today is placed a praise and worship anointing. Look at this verse in the praises. Get up here. Look at this verse in 28. Y'all know I'm going to call y'all. Why y'all got so comfortable? You can't preach like this and don't have no praise and worship. A song to jump on. We need a song. We need a jumping song. We're going to stop going up the hill with Jack and Jill. We're going up there and we ain't going to fall. God, hallelujah. I feel like dancing right now. I don't care how you feel about me. I'm serving my God. Me, I'm gonna praise and worship him. God's been good to me. How about you? Yeah, God's been good to you. How can you sit down if God's been good to you? Stand on your feet and give him glory. God's been good to me. Tell somebody. Tell three people. God's been good to me. And tell them like you mean it. 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 Tell them that God's been good to me. Tell them like you mean it. Tell them like you mean it. God's been good to me. I don't care what you're going through. He got you. I'm told in the old church he make a way out of no way. God's been good to me. Tell three more people, different people. And I'm glad about it. And I'm glad about it. God has been good to me, and I'm glad about it. I serve a good God. Hallelujah. I serve a good God. Hallelujah. I said, I serve a good God. God been good to me. Thank you, God, for being so good to me. I'll praise you in the morning. I'll praise you at noontime. I'll praise you in the midnight hour. Yes, you've been good to me. I believe I won't shout right now. You've been so good to me. God is a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Glory to God. Shoo. Shoo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all better go and receive. Praise and worship is a turning point in your life. You better go ahead and receive it. Everything about to change. But I'll give you a shout. Everything about to get better. Your prayer. And your personal private praise and worship. Force that body to do it. Force that mind to do it. Make that leg move. Make those hands move. Just a few moments in the morning. I want y'all to practice it all next week. Just a few moments. Say, God, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Don't care how crazy it sounds, just say it. A lot of burden. A lot of problem. Gone. I feel it in the atmosphere. You know what I feel in the atmosphere? FREEDOM. It's in the atmosphere. It's going home with you. It's in your car waiting for you. Those people who flew in, they're on a flight waiting on them. Don't tell me I haven't been to church today. You lie. Don't tell me I made a mistake for coming here this morning. You lie. My life will never be the same. Then the Holy Spirit, sick on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gonna bring it back to you. Sick on the Holy Spirit. Stop looking for that pain. Stop talking about it. Stop giving that pain romance. Hate sickness. Hate disease. Hate pain. Hate it. I hate you in Jesus' name. Get out of my body. Stop loving it. Stop talking about it. You understand? Don't talk about it. Stop giving it credit. Stop giving it credentials in your life. I'm a pan-free woman. I'm a pan-free man. Stop thinking about dying. Stop thinking about it. When death comes, see, you're too early. I ain't ready now. I got something else to do. And the doctor report is not the last report. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. The doctor report is not the last report. You may have to go through something. Go through it. Don't stop. Don't park and say, this is it. Then have some joy in your life. Laugh sometime. God dog it, just laugh. Laugh on purpose. Go ahead and laugh right now. Just laugh. Laugh on purpose. Ha, 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 ha. Just laugh on purpose. Y'all ain't laughing. Laugh. Y'all ain't laughing over here. Just laugh on purpose. Just laugh. Just be happy on purpose sometimes. And say, I'm just going to be happy today. I don't care what's going on. I'm just going to have me a happy day. That's a song you sing, oh, happy day, right? Oh, happy day. Somebody look at somebody and say, Lord, is this church? Yeah, it's church. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. That ain't church. I don't know what church is. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Say it. I have joy unspeakable and I'm full of glory. Say, I'm taking back all that the devil has stolen from me today. In Jesus' name, I get my joy back.